The Sky Lodge dispute has centered on two dueling lawsuits. In one of those, which has gone through court hearings previously, Abdullah filed suit saying a group of owners, spearheaded by Thomas Bradley, had rigged elections to take control of the Homeowners Association and replace Malibu with another management firm called Gemstone. In the lawsuit debated last week, which was actually filed first, a group called the Sky Lodge Rental Program, or SLRP, have sued Abdullah. The Sky Lodge consists of 5 commercial spaces controlled by Abdullah and 22 residential units broken up into fractional shares for a total of 176 residential shares. Attorney Heather Snedden, representing the rental program, said the Malibu company was supposed to manage the units in the rental pool.
Malibu was required to then use its best efforts to try to maximize that rental time, you know, to get the best fee, to get, you know, the greatest number of hotel guests there. But once Malibu gets involved, not only does Malibu sort of make a mess of things and the owners recognize that their rentals are dropping precipitously, but they also discover that Malibu is essentially stealing money from them. They're not receiving the amount of money they're entitled to under their rental agreements, assuming that they've been properly assigned.
This has to do with this resort fee issue?
Exactly. And they're also not receiving what they believe to be accurate reporting of what the rental income is that's coming in for these hotel units.
She said Malibu responded to the concerns, but only partly.
But once, I think, Malibu learns that they are discussing these issues with some attorneys, Malibu decides, okay, well, we'll return, you know, at least some portion of these resort fees, we'll give you some interest on that, and I think tries to wash its hands of the scenario. But the owners are still concerned that they don't have full information about what's really happened with their rental units, how much income is coming in, what the expenses are, whether they're getting what they're entitled to under their rental agreements. So they form the Sky Lodge Rental Program.
The attorney said the SLRP was formed to get information about the revenues and undertake a lawsuit if need be. Snedden said her colleague, Thomas Karenberg, sent a demand letter to Rona asking for an accounting, which she said was basically refused. But in response, attorney Rona said the rental program was formed to solicit other unit owners and take business away from Malibu. That brought a question from Judge Harris.
The organizers of the Sky Lodge rental program did that so that they could go out and recruit owners. So either the statements...
But what's wrong with that? I mean, going out and honing in on somebody else's business is a time-honored piece of American capitalism.
I couldn't agree with the court more.
The attorney alleged that at a special owners meeting last fall, Bradley said, it's time to take back Sky Lodge, and that was shortly before the rental program was formed. Rona said the owners in the SLRP have a malicious intent and want to damage Abdullah's companies at the lodge.
We have Tom Bradley stating at a special meeting, let's take back the Sky Lodge. Then a letter comes out that attempts to dress itself up as a settlement letter, but what's the court demand? Hand over your entire business to us. That statement, that's not part of any legitimate settlement negotiation.
Rona said rough-and-tumble competition is allowed in capitalism.
They have the right to advertise publicly, hey, we'd like your rental business. They have the right to even say, we think we can do a better job than the other company. But what we have here is a case of individuals who are actively seeking to destroy Malibu companies, and they've made statements to that effect. They formed the venture as part of a scheme to cause harm to the Malibu companies, and that's not sanctioned under the policy of capitalism.
The bone of contention last week was a relatively narrow issue, whether Abdullah could pursue a counterclaim against the owner's lawsuit. Judge Harris allowed the counterclaim to go forward with some limitations. Rona can continue to allege the owners are engaged in disparagement and a, quote, improper purpose. But Rona also alleged the SLRP was guilty of what's called tortious interference with an economic relationship because it sent a demand letter and filed the lawsuit. The judge said Those actions have a legal privilege because people are allowed to file legal actions in court. However, Rona suggested he would bring forward evidence or other legal arguments later to show those actions were done improperly. He also said he will be asking in the future to consolidate the two Sky Lodge lawsuits. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.